Online Podcast 287. Hello, ladies and gentle horse. Welcome to Online Podcast. I'm back in the studio now. Today, I'm going to dedicate this entire show to the this thing. And this is a message that was left me. This message was left for me on my Facebook by one of my listeners of all my podcasts, I believe. I hear the bell go ding dong, deep down beside my heart. Oh yeah! Each time you say kiss me, then I know it's time for ding dong to start. Ooh. Each time you say hug me, ding dong, ding dong. Each time you say love me, ding dong, ding dong. I hope I don't wait too long to hear my bell go ding dong. 明明是冷冷清清，你却在那心疼。为什么还有叮叮当当的声音？Thank you, Desmond Chi, for this special dedication. This is like an old, old song by Rebecca Pan. I don't know what the Chinese name of Rebecca Pan is. Let me Google and tell you. Well, in the meantime, you listen to Rebecca Pan singing Ding Dong Song. I hear the bell go ding dong deep down beside my heart. Each time you say kiss me, and I know it's time for ding dong to start. Each time you say hug me, Pun de hua, pan di hua. Hua, I mean, sorry. Pan di hua. I hope I don't wait too long. You don't have to wait too long. Because you can listen to ding the bell. Very much, so much to Desmond for leaving me that track on my Facebook. I laughed so hard when I heard it this morning. Obviously, that song was dedicated to my new project known as Ding the Bell. I'm trying to look for the music and I couldn't find it. Ding the bell, the... I think I played... I've got hair in my mouth. Oh, I thought I have Ding the Bell theme song on my computer. Oh, no, not under movies, obviously. Oh, here it is. No, that's the outro. Ding the bell. Ding the bell. Oh, here it is. Yeah, here's the intro. Anyway, some of you have already gone over to dingthebell.com. That's dingthebell.com, and it's da with a D, okay? DINGDABELL.com. dingthebell.com, or some people call it Pinoy Boy and Peter call it dong the gong, which is also very funny. Maybe they should, that should be their own show, dong the gong. Anyway, Ding the Bell is out. Last week, I forgot to talk about it because I was, you know, lazy and doing a show with Bruce in bed, and forgot to tell you about Ding the Bell. And it was premiered on Wednesday last week, and we'll have another one. We will have another episode coming out this Wednesday again. So I encourage you to go to dingthebell.com and check out the website. There will be links on the right-hand side for you to click on. If you prefer to use iTunes, you can click on subscribe via iTunes, and you will get to the iTunes listing of Ding the Bell page. And all you have to do is click on subscribe, and you will get the show. And it is a lot of fun. And for those of you who love Michael on my show, you would absolutely love Ding the Bell. And that was our first episode only, and there's a lot more to come. In fact, today I was going to be recording with Michael for the future editions of Ding the Bell, but she is not feeling well. So she's told me she has allergies and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, and she has a period. And so we were supposed to go out, but we did not this morning. And so that's really, you know, yeah, that's the main thing that I want to tell you. And that was quite a funny song. And just to give you an introduction of a brief introduction, because you'll probably hear that over on Ding the Bell again, is the show started because we were having this conversation. Oh, maybe I should post a show that we recorded. And the whole idea about that Ding the Bell show came about when we were talking at Starbucks. And so it was a totally crazy idea that both of us wanted to do. We decided that we are so ADD that we jump from topic to topic so quickly and so hyper, we probably try to restrict ourselves to 20 minutes, as well as every time we wanted to change a topic, we would have to ring the bell. So that's why the Ding the Bell idea came about. So you gotta go check it out. It's crazy. It's a lot of laughter, a lot of crazy screaming and screeching and laughing. And I've already received quite a few positive comments, and a negative will come soon. But the positive comments have been really encouraging for both of us, and I thank you, all of you, Kay, especially for Archer from Archer Radio, Archer Video, Archer Media, as well as, let me see who else went there, were there. And Chu, obviously, who sent me that song to the links to that track, and yeah, I think that's it. So thanks to everyone who left the message there. Oh, and obviously Peter and Pinoy Boy as well. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And let's see, what can I update you with this part of myself on online? Really, I have been working so hard at work. Several months ago, I mentioned to you that I have a new job, and I enjoy the job tremendously, especially the interaction with the coworkers. Everything is going very, very well, which I am thankful for, because, you know, sometimes it may not be as easy starting a new job. In fact, my previous job, I was there for 10 years, and so sometimes you sort of get used to that comfort level that is, you're totally comfortable in that environment. And suddenly when you have a new job, you go into your workspace and suddenly, oh my gosh, nobody, I don't know, you know, I knew people, but, you know, still not to the point where, like, my coworkers that I spend time for the last 10 years, you know, every weekday. So you have to sort of reestablish new friendships and connections and all that. And that seemed to be going very well for me at work, and I'm thankful for that. And of course, let me take a water, drink of water. I think last week or 2 weeks ago, I was talking about how I want to at least toy about the idea of China. I mean, we all know, it's clear to most people, especially in America, about the Chinese government, very bad in the human rights record, obviously. And my opinion regarding that was, I mean, I totally agree. I mean, it's not like any big secret or anything that China controls their media, and China does some pretty nasty and bad stuff. But sometimes the reason why I started thinking about that was because I was watching the Olympic opening. I toyed about the idea of not watching it, but aren't I glad I watched it? Now, you can totally challenge this by saying supporting the Olympic held in China is supporting China, the government. Yeah, you can definitely say that, and you're totally okay. In fact, I kind of partly understand why you do that. But at the same time, I felt a little bit, I don't know, I feel like it's such a waste if you did not witness or did not see the scale and the artistic level and the concept and the whole process on TV. It was so gorgeous. Now, obviously, some of you, in fact, we, those who were watching the Olympic opening ceremony, the closing ceremony is coming up too. The opening ceremony was, we were watching and we were constantly joking about, oh my gosh, that person's going to get whipped or, you know, get put into a jail or even killed if they don't do a certain act properly. We joked about that, and there is an ounce of truth to it, you know, because of the record by the Chinese government. Those things are not too far from the truth. However, I at the same time want to again look at the Olympic opening ceremony as something that was from a point of artistic value, from the point of sportsmanship, from the point of normal common people. And while I do not mostly support the Chinese government, there are very little things that I would find myself supporting the Chinese government. I also, being from Asia myself, I am also aware of how the American concept and the American point of view sometimes to an Easterner, to somebody from the East, can be perceived as arrogant and sometimes a little inconsiderate. I'm not talking about the Chinese government, obviously, but the people, and you can say that this is due to the control of the media control by the Chinese government, but yeah, let's say I grew up in Malaysia, and there's always been this little slightly arrogant point of view that we hear from the West, and typically American. Now, even though freedom of speech is something that I treasure myself here, and I'm trying to even for Malaysian trying to encourage and do the same. At the same time, if freedom of speech comes from knowledge and comes from understanding, it is a lot more acceptable than when it comes from arrogance and comes from lack of knowledge. I mean, obviously, you can look at the Bush administration and know which part of freedom of speech we are. The Easterners, the people from the East, would think about America, or any, for the matter of, in fact, it's not just to the East, but the whole world. That government is the true representation of arrogance and ignorance in many, many cases. And that is something that I want to encourage all my American listeners to ponder a little. I'm not disagreeing that the Chinese government is not the best in human rights records. I'm merely saying, when you look at other people, when you think that this is not the way of doing things, you might want to stop and think, maybe perhaps consider their point of view and their cultural background, or maybe study some. And then if you still feel like that is the right thing, then go ahead with that opinion. But I'm just encouraging. I'm not saying that what you're doing is incorrect. Because I find oftentimes when we are in a situation where our entire universe is within, the next few blocks, it is not so clear and not so easy to understand other people. And this is most of the time becoming an issue for smaller groups such as the homosexuals and the bisexuals and the heterosexual world, the transgendered world. All those little groups have our own understandings, and of course, in order to be able to coexist, you have to be able to be considerate enough to be able to understand. You may disagree, but to understand where they come from as well. And going back to the Olympic opening ceremony, it was, and this is not from the political point of view now, I'm thinking, merely thinking about, oh shit, did I hit record? Yes, I did. It would be a fucking mess if I did not hit record, because this is not something that is, easy, that I can just re-record and redo all my conversation, because this is really merely thinking out loud. But anyway, I just think that it is such a unfortunate situation if you're not watching the opening ceremony, if you appreciate art, if you appreciate beauty, if you appreciate crafts, if you appreciate things like that. I just think it's a waste if you didn't get to see. I do not disagree with your point of view. I'm just merely saying that it's a waste. A friend of mine at work at my new job is going to show me a piece of video that was the broadcast of the opening ceremony from Hong Kong. And I'm going to take a sip of water. And I have this Tupperware. I don't even know. Is it made in the Philippines? What was I saying? Oh, yeah. He has a video of the opening ceremony that was recorded and broadcasted in Hong Kong. And I will be getting that next week. And he told me that the opening ceremony has a different level entirely when you look at that particular broadcast from Hong Kong compared to the one that we saw on NBC here in America. And part of that was because I asked him, is it because of commercial breaks or is there something else that we are not getting because the commentators were, pretty much commenting. The commentators were doing pretty much the entire show for American audience, and therefore loses some impact. And so, so pretty much the commentating by the commentators were geared to an American audience, and therefore he said lost a big chunk of the impact of the entire piece. And so, but it could be because of if you're from Asia, if you're from China, or at least if you're Chinese descendants, you may possibly relate to more than you could because of maybe history or stories that you grew up learning and all that. So I'm anxious to see that, to see how different the Hong Kong version. Hong Kong version of that show is. So, that was my little comment about the East and the West. And oftentimes, another thing that I wanted to talk about was about AIDS. And this is probably, it's not a glamorous subject, and I don't know if it is a trend. I don't have anyone close to me that I can really identify in that sort of life or lifestyle. But the new cases of people infected with HIV are a lot higher and happen within age groups that are a lot younger. And so I don't know if those of you people who are sexually active and who may not have one partner, is condom usage still something that you should know, you do practice, or is it something that is dwindling away? I hope it is not. And I think when it is yourself, you can do whatever you want to your own body, your own choice and all that, but when it involves another person, it is very irresponsible. It's kind of like, having a gun and just point like anywhere and shoot. You can do that when you know that there's nobody around, but when you have in a room full of people, you're not going to, take a gun and start shooting everywhere. I mean, you're not pointing at anyone. You're not intending to harm anyone per se, but you're just shooting. But there's consequences when there are other people around. And I certainly hope that that is not the case, but it very well could be. And of course, there's also bareback sex. If you're not familiar with that term, is having anal intercourse. I guess not necessarily anal. I guess it could be heterosexual sex as well, but just sex without condom. Just in general, if you go to porn sites or whatever, XTube, you're seeing the trend of barebacking, which is sex, anal intercourse without condoms. And that is also getting a lot more out there. And now, that is, I don't know, would that be a sign? Of course, that is also a thing that people are looking for. And of course, there's also this whole more complex thing about bug chaser, people who want to get infected by the HIV virus and all that. But I don't know. Maybe it's something that people need to talk about more, and it's not done, or is it because of how, you know, it's not the hot topic, it's not the hot issues anymore, that people stop talking about it, and therefore, or maybe the illusion that HIV/AIDS is are medication to control some things, some cases, that it becomes, doesn't appear as serious as it used to be when people are dying left and right around you. So the severity, the level of urgency dropped. I don't know. That is kind of a big concern for me, knowing that's the case. And over on Tilted World, the website I told you about, there was an article about that in the one of the articles that was posted on Tilted World. What was that there? What was the other thing that we were talking about? I was talking about something, sexual, blah, blah, blah. I forgot what I was going to tell you. There's something else about sex that I was going to tell you, but I forgot what it was. I'm playing with this canned air. You know, I love canned air because I get to clean my gadget from dust and all that. Maybe I should stop now because I got to make dinner plans, either cooking or go out with my friends and have dinner. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, I was going to talk about... like I told you, right? Nick Thomas always inspires me in many different levels because of his honesty and his openness. And this week he was talking about abortion. And oftentimes, not just that topic that he was talking about suddenly just gave me this idea, and I don't think I've ever talked about it because I'm not a woman, and I feel like all the rights about this issue goes back to women themselves, individually. I am not for regulation of somebody's body. Therefore, I do not support laws that would punish people for making decisions for their own body. And does that mean that I am pro-abortion? Personally, no. Because I am personally do not agree and against abortion itself. In some cases, there might be exceptional situation, but I personally, now it could be because, you know, I grew up as a Catholic and therefore I formed that opinion that way, but I also feel like even if you disagree or even if you are against abortion, it does not make it okay for then a group of people, especially men, to make laws to control the decision that should be made by women themselves. Because you're not the one who's getting pregnant, and you cannot, no matter what it is, no matter how much you are against abortion, you do not control other people, especially men, because you do not have the right. And that is the reason why I am against people who want to regulate abortion. It's not as if, and it's kind of silly sometimes, I know the pro-life people, okay, first of all, I have problems with calling themselves pro-lives and then calling the other people pro-abortion instead of pro-choice. Now, pro-choice is a very accurate name. Pro-choice and pro-life do not really compare. It's always in the same sentence, you know, when you think about black and white and yin and yang, pro-life and pro-choice. However, it is not quite the case. Pro-choice, if you want to go with the name pro-choice, right, the other ones is pro-regulation. It's not really pro-choice. And pro-life is then the opposite of pro-life is then pro-death or pro, which is kind of funny because there are many supporters of pro-life supporters also support the execution, federal execution. And so, which is, you know, an oxymoron right there. And so it should be pro-life if you are unborn, and if you're born, then we'll want to kill you. And so the left and right, the yin and yang of that is pro-life is to pro-death or pro-abortion, which is kind of a little bit absurd to me from somebody who does not have reproductive organs in me. I find that to be not quite a comparison, right? You cannot quite parallel that, because pro-choice people who are to support pro-choice, like I do, does not necessarily always mean that you are pro-abortion, because I am not pro-abortion. It's not like, you know, you're having I'm gonna have pasta with abortion, you know. I'm going to have a piece of cheese with abortion tonight. It's not like you do that for fun. You do that casually. Now, some may argue that if we do not regulate that, then that becomes something that is so casual, like picking teeth or getting your teeth clean. But isn't that still the choice remaining in the person getting the abortion? She should be the one to decide. And I think my position has always been, I am against abortion, but I am pro-choice. Not that I'm running for presidency or anything. Obama did not call me this morning and let me know that the running mate is actually me, Wang Adong. So anyway, I just wanted to these are the things that came across my mind when I was listening to podcasts and observing my life for the last week. And now is the time for me to report and talk to you about what's going on in my life. So I'm going to go eat now. And I hope you have a good and wonderful week ahead. Whatever it is, respect, mutual respect, and not being judgmental and loving are qualities that we should all encourage. And hopefully me talking about it would probably remind you to do that. Even though sometimes it's hard, especially when you're angry. When we get emotional, you know, we get covered up. Clogged or clouded with anger, jealousy, hatred that blurs our judgment. So, that said, if you just want to laugh and have a good time, not thinking too much about things, like Kay was telling us that she really enjoyed just a good old laugh because she's been having a rough summer, I hope Ding the Bell will do the job. So head over to dingthebell.com and check it out. Send us questions. We love questions. Send us question at dingthebell@gmail.com. Don't forget to smile. Bye! All right, bye-bye.